Chapter 36. Now it came about in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take a book and put down in it all the words I have said to you against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations, from the day when my word came to you in the days of Josiah till this day. It may be that the people of Judah, hearing of all the evil which it is my purpose to do to them, will be turned, every man from his evil ways, so that they may have my forgiveness for their evil doing and their sin. Then Jeremiah sent for Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch took down from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had said to him, writing them in a book. And Jeremiah gave orders to Baruch, saying, I am shut up, and am not able to go into the house of the Lord, so you are to go, reading there from the book, which you have taken down from my mouth, the words of the Lord, in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house, on a day when they go without food, and in the hearing of all the men of Judah who have come out from their towns. It may be that their prayer for grace will go up to the Lord, and that every man will be turned from his evil ways, for great is the wrath and the passion made clear by the Lord against this people. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did as Jeremiah the prophet gave him orders to do, reading from the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. Now it came about in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that it was given out publicly that all the people in Jerusalem, and all the people who came from the towns of Judah to Jerusalem, were to keep from food before the Lord. Then Baruch gave a public reading of the words of Jeremiah from the book, in the house of the Lord, in the room of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the higher square, as one goes in by the new doorway of the Lord's house, in the hearing of all the people. And Micaiah, the son of Jemariah, the son of Shaphan, after hearing all the words of the Lord from the book, went down to the king's house, to the scribe's room, and all the rulers were seated there, Elishama the scribe and Deliah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Akbar, and Jemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the rulers. Then Micaiah gave them an account of all the words which had come to his ears when Baruch was reading the book to the people. So all the rulers sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, Take in your hand the book from which you have been reading to the people and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the book in his hand and came down to them. Then they said to him, Be seated now, and give us a reading from it. So Baruch did so, reading it to them. Now it came about that, after hearing all the words, they said to one another in fear, We will certainly give the king an account of all these words. And questioning Baruch, they said, Say now, how did you put all these words down in writing from his mouth? Then Baruch, answering, said, He said all these things to me by word of mouth, and I put them down with ink in the book. Then the rulers said to Baruch, Go and put yourself in a safe place, you and Jeremiah, and let no man have knowledge of where you are. Then they went into the open square to the king, but the book they put away in the room of Elishama the scribe, and they gave the king an account of all the words. So the king sent Jehudi to get the book, and he took it from the room of Elishama the scribe. And Jehudi gave a reading of it in the hearing of the king and all the rulers who were by the king's side. Now the king was seated in the winter house, and a fire was burning in the fireplace in front of him. And it came about that whenever Jehudi, in his reading, had got through three or four divisions, the king, cutting them with his penknife, put them into the fire, till all the book was burned up in the fire which was burning in the fireplace. But they had no fear and gave no signs of grief, not the king or any of his servants, after hearing all these words. And Elnathan and Deliah and Jemariah had made a strong request to the king not to let the book be burned, but he would not give ear to them. And the king gave orders to Jeremiah, the king's son, and Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdeel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the law kept them safe. Then after the book, in which Baruch had put down the words of Jeremiah, had been burnt by the king, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Take another book and put down in it all the words which were in the first book, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, put into the fire. And about Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you are to say, this is what the Lord has said, you have put this book into the fire, saying, why have you put in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come, causing the destruction of this land and putting an end to every man and beast in it? For this reason the Lord has said of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he will have no son to take his place on the seat of David, his dead body will be put out to undergo the heat of the day and the cold of the night. And I will send punishment on him and on his seed and on his servants for their evil doing. I will send on them and on the people of Jerusalem and the men of Judah, all the evil which I said against them, but they did not give ear. Then Jeremiah took another book, and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who put down in it, from the mouth of Jeremiah, all the words of the book which had been burned in the fire by Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and in addition a number of other words of the same sort.